Couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. 8:30 this morning, a representative from California's 30th Congressional District running for United States Senate to succeed Dianne Feinstein in 2024. Congressman Adam Schiff steps in for a conversation. But as we do, and first, I got to tell you, always first, as we do each and every Thursday, we are honored to speak with our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, stepping in. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning, Ed. Well, I'm glad you put the big name first, and you'll follow up with Adam Schiff later.
So. Yeah, it really is. It's like the Rolling Stones opening up for, Three Doors Down or something like that. I don't know. But I appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you. And as you do, you are willing to speak with us every week, no matter how busy you are. You are, in fact, on your way to some important meeting now, and I always appreciate the time you take with us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
All right. So I want to talk about some things I saw last night at the Promenade Workshop. First of all, the first thing that struck me was the attendance. There were everyone concerned about our community and what the Promenade would look like was there. They gave us a couple of plans, Plan A, Plan B. I personally, I mentioned it this morning, I'm kind of leaning toward Plan B a little bit, but I understand why others would like Plan A. Anyway, two good plans. I think the thing I enjoyed the most about it, and you tell me if I'm crazy here, was that instead of questions and answers and public comment portion of it, there was they laid out all the maps on a table or several tables, and we got to write our opinions on specific areas of the maps. I thought that was a time saver and certainly a stress saver for everyone involved. Tell us your thoughts on the two ideas that we saw at the workshop.
Well, I wasn't able to be there last night. I knew it was going to be a good turnout, but it was mostly for the public, not for council at this point, and to do exactly what you said, which was get input. I've seen other workshops run like this, and I think it's good when people get to actually get their hands on the plans and direct comments. And, the consultant said they'd had success with that approach before elsewhere. So, I'm anxious to see what the feedback will be and what the, modifications will be of the proposals based on feedback. But, the important thing is, I think the most important thing is, it's clearly, an area of interest for the community. People are very, I think, community as a whole, very happy with the Promenade as a concept and a location and sort of a little bit of our town center, if you will.
Right.
And we're going to come up with a great outcome, I think.
Right. It seemed that everyone in the room, regardless of which plan they preferred, had an investment. Well, he had skin in the game last night, it appeared. And I think that was a good general feeling overall in the room.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that. We spend a lot of time preparing for that. I know that staff worked closely with the consultant to, make sure there were adequate visuals of the plans and, like we just talked about, sort of the whole structure of it to make sure you maximize public input. Everybody could get their, get their comments in. So from here, they'll have to take all that, work on some refinements, and then, it'll come back through the planning and council process.
Okay. All right. I want to talk about last week's parking and traffic workshop, but I'll go ahead and sandwich a few things in between before we get to that. Part of Tuesday night's council meeting, you rejected all of the bids for the Moss Street access improvements. How many bids were rejected, and what is it you're kind of looking for when you receive a bid? What is it that they didn't provide? What the general reason for rejecting those bids?
Well, I believe on that one there was just one bid, and it was well above the budgeted amount. And what they're looking to do is to get a hold of, get a hold of more potential bidders, educate them a little more on the project, rebid it. Hopefully we get more than one bid, and hopefully we get something that, is closer to the budgeted amount for the project. These beach stair projects are tough. They're tricky. They're, you know, and you, a lot of times you get contractors who just say, ah, it's too much of a headache to work, you know, with all the restraints you have in that location and with, you know, tides coming in and out. And so, you know, it's they're just tough projects to do. We don't always get a lot of bids. So we're going to go back and try to, you know, educate the contractors a little more and see if we can get more bids.
All right. And is there a concern that if the bids come in, let's say, at a reasonable price, let's say you got a bid that we can't afford this, it's over our budget. If one comes in within your budget, that they were maybe corners cut and that's how they were able to afford that lower budget, or that's how they were able to give you the bid at that lower price. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, they have to bid to our plans. If they were going to omit something, it would have to be through negotiation and discussion with the staff.
Right.
You know, yeah, you want to make sure you're going to get built what you get built. Right. And part of the process, too, is making sure that whoever the bidder is a competent bidder.
Right.
The good news is most of the contractors who bid for us have done previous work for us, and we know their track record. So,
okay.
But you know, on occasion, if you get somebody who you really think, gee, I'm not sure they have the expertise or capacity to get this job done, you can reject all bids again.
Okay.
Hopefully, we won't be there, but that's what you can do.
All right. One of the items, and I want to talk about it as a hot button item, were the fire pits. A lot of people didn't really understand that it was an item, so you got to wait to talk on it. So they were passionate people up during public comment talking about it, but great job explaining to them that it was coming up and they needed to wait to make their comments. But the fire pits at Aliso, and I've enjoyed them as well many times during the drum circle that happens. Your thoughts, first of all, on it in general as having fire pits, and secondly, the two options that staff might come back with. Can you talk about that, please?
Sure. So this is at Aliso Beach. You know, there have been fire pits there historically for many years. The county started taking them out. You know, there were half a dozen originally, and then the last one they took out as they exited the beaches just before March 1. We're not sure why they did that, right, but they just did. So council had a good, you know, we had public input on it, both sides, obviously some staff recommending and some members of the public saying, no, let's just do propane, not open wood, you know, fires. Fire chief, quite frankly, was supportive of the propane solution, not the wood fire solution. But I think on balance, you know, after listening to it and reflecting on the history of it, and council said, all right, well, let's do a mixture because we've already got some propane tanks down there. The Lost Pier Cafe has for rental. So those work. But, you know, there is a history. There is a tradition there. There are fire pits other places in Orange County. In fact, as some of the testimony was, you know, in Emerald Bay still has some open fire pits. So we directed staff to go look at it and come back and see if they can, position them, get a couple of open fire pits and propane, and position the open fire pits in the safest manner possible from a fire standpoint, and then maybe even put covers on them that, you know, somehow you, during high wind event days, you'd just lock them off and they wouldn't be able to be used.
Okay.
So, you know, I look forward to that coming back.
Yeah, me too. That's a conversation I want to keep one eye on. We also, by the way, and this may be the dumbest question I've ever asked you, but I couldn't help but be curious about it. We purchased replacement beach cleaning machines at about $164,000. I'm curious as to what do we do with the old ones? What happens to those?
I don't know. You're looking for one end?
You know me too well. I swear you do. I am thinking maybe that might be a good station vehicle for me. I don't know.
I don't know. You stumped the band on that one. I'll have to ask them what they do. I can't believe there's a big secondary market for those things, but I'll ask. I'm curious.
All right. So, well, if there's a bidding process, I want to put in a bid, please.
You got it.
Okay, thank you. So finally, a week ago, we had the parking and traffic workshop that you and Mayor Pro Tem Sue Kempf are subcommittee members. During that workshop, though, George Weiss not only participated, but indicated how he would vote as part of that. Was he in violation of the Brown Act at that point? He had received counsel not to take part in it, but he did anyway. Was he in violation?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's a, you know, that's for somebody to make a legal conclusion on. I think he was, you know, he was advised not to speak. There were only two council members who spoke at the meeting, so which is myself, just to welcome people, really, and then George. But you know, I'll leave it to others to decide on that. But you know, it was a workshop where we get a lot of public input, and then he did speak. Although he did say, you know, he wasn't telling others how to vote or indicating necessarily how he would vote. But yeah, anyway, it was you know, it was he chose to speak, and you know, I guess we'll just see where that goes.
Okay. All right. And what's the rest of your day look like today?
Well, today is wastewater and water day. I'm starting off with a board meeting down at SAQWA, which is the regional group that the city's a part of, dealing with our wastewater, our coastal treatment plant, and, you know, the Aliso ocean outfall. So start with that and then end up the day with a water district budget workshop tonight back at the county, Laguna Beach County Water District. So, yeah, got both ends of things covered today.
All right. And I got to tell you, I'm so glad I went with my powerhouse to start off that hour of interviews. Yeah, it couldn't have been a better opening. So I appreciate you being here before Congressman Schiff comes on at 8:30. Mayor Whalen, as we do each and every Thursday, we thank you so very much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
You as well, sir. We'll talk to you next week. 8:15, the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.